I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Now it's the second day of the month, November. Yikes. Year's flying by. Before you know it, they're about to hit that Mariah Carey on us. People about to really start bugging about this political stuff. Black Friday deals. I could use some Black Friday deals. Send them. I use a vacation from the Yankees. Like I said, I've been putting in pain for years. So when players show up with big-ass chains and all this other nonsense and it don't equate to winning, talking about winning World Series and guaranteeing and doing all, like, it make me feel some type of way. When Alex Verdugo says he wants to be back as a Yankee because he's usually a more consistent player, no. It's not how it works, buddy. Appreciate that dog stuff in the beginning of the year. It did not last. Get back to being the Yankees. If you can. Maybe you can't. And maybe us as Yankee fans have to come to terms with that. And you know what? I feel bad for you young Yankee fans that did not get to experience what the Yankees used to be. The pride and power and pinstripes and all that other stuff. It has evaporated, yo. 888-808-1019. Speaking of that, like, now we're the butt of every joke. Now they're saying we have a fat joke curse. Can we play Kike Hernandez, who supposedly in this offseason, before the season started, was talking to the Yankees about potentially joining the Yankees. He almost signed with the Yankees. He went back to the Dodgers. I'm sure he's glad that he did. They handed him the mic on stage in the middle of Dodger Stadium, and here's what he had to say.
Hey, where's Ice Cube? Ice Cube, where you at? Hey, Cube, give it up for Ice Cube, people. Ice Cube came out in game two. And with his performance, we didn't even need to play the game. We had already won it. Then we go to New York. And this guy, he used to be fat. He's not fat anymore. His name is Joe. He came out and sang. And guess what? We didn't even need to play because after that performance, we had already won. We won at a parade. And look at you guys. We got a parade. I love you, LA. I love everybody. And like Doc said, they're not like us, baby.
That corny ass song too. They about to have Kendrick perform that at the Super Bowl. Crazy. What a year. We thought the Yankees were back. Nah. We're back to being a laughingstock, the butt of every joke. People dancing on our graves, trolling us, sending us memes. And you as a Yankee fan can't live out here. 888-808-1019. John in Huntington on The Fan in New York.
You know, what's up, Keith? You know, I got cut off from you last night in the middle of talking about how they basically became like a little league team in the fifth. But I wanted to get on Judge a minute because, like, I almost feel like he should apologize to every one of his teammates personally for dropping that pop-up. And then, I don't know, this might sound harsh, but I think he should give up the captain right now, being the captain, because that was so disgraceful to me. What he gave up the two runs that he, you know, scored in the first inning with the home run. He gave him back, dropping the pop-up. And every Yankee captain has been a winner. Like, and he could win it back. He could earn it back when, you know, when they or, you know, whatever, win a championship. But I, you know, and I was all for him getting it. I think he earned it. I think he, you know, and I, but what he just did to me. And if he doesn't go on to win a championship, he's no better than Don Mattingly.
Wait. But I got to drop the call. And I'm not even going to say thanks for that call. We gotta rein it in, folks. One, I think he did apologize. Andy Martino was reporting about guys hugging and sobbing and red eyes and literally these guys crying in the locker room after that because they realize this group, a huge chunk of them, will not be back to chase the next World Series. I think Aaron Judge probably did apologize for being a zero, for selling, for absolutely dropping that pop-up, having all those strikeouts, not being the leader, not being the MVP. But when you talk about being a leader, when you talk about being a captain, Judge didn't ask to be captain. That was bestowed upon him by Hal Steinbrenner. And he just did an interview with Mookie Betts where Mookie Betts asked him, how does that even go down? How does that happen? Like, right? It's not like when Jalen Brunson got named captain and they had a little mini parade for him and a stage and an acceptance speech and a little crowd. Like, Hal Steinbrenner said to him, growing up, my favorite player was Thurman Munson and he was the captain. So on top of your 9-year, $360 million contract, I'm going to make you our next captain. It was time for the next one. You were calling for it. I was calling. A lot of us were calling for it. When some of those curtain calls, some of those big moments, breaking the AL home run record, putting all of that pressure on his back in the regular season, he earned it. He earned the contract. He earned the captaincy. And he doesn't actually have a captaincy on his jersey. It's not something you can take away. It's not something you can give away. It's something that you have to carry, and he does carry it well. And everything isn't just performance-based. He is a model citizen. You never hear a bad word about this guy. Not one. Unless some little league coach from Staten Island doesn't get a selfie with him and wants to say that he ignored some kids, which was false. He's a family man. He's a community guy. He does a lot to give back. He does camps, all of that type of stuff. You never hear a bad word. You've never heard anything bad about him off the field. And the Yankees love having guys that you hear bad stuff about off the field. Please do not say he's no better than Donnie Baseball. I never got to see Don Mattingly step in the batter's box, but I've watched a ton of his at-bats. I've watched a ton of Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly playing baseball. It's like eerie to me. It was right before I started watching baseball. Even seeing Yankee Stadium empty is weird to me. And like seeing how effective he was, how dominant he was, I'm like, damn, I would have loved to watch the Hitman. I would have loved to watch a guy that you could count on like that. Just because he didn't win a championship, when he got into that divisional series against the Mariners, didn't he bat 400? He was ready. His body failed him, and Father Time is undefeated. And I say that also to say this, Judge still has time. Let's hope that his body doesn't break down. Let's hope that the next 7 years of his contract, he does get back to a World Series and win one. He does fulfill his job as captain and be a winner like captains before him. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dan and Beth Page on the fan. What's up, Dan?
How you doing, Keith?
Good. Thanks for calling.
All right. Juan Soto, I'd love to have him back, but Yankees have a lot of other things, other needs and other positions like, you know, third base, first base. You know, another starting pitcher would be nice. Another bullpen arm would be nice. So if it's going to be like too much money, like, I don't know, $60 million a year, I think we should just pass on it and just get other players.
Let me stop you for a second. Let me stop you for a second.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm just playing devil's advocate for the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Making the World Series plan to October 30th, they haven't done that in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Selling all those tickets, selling all that merchandise, selling everything. Like, they made a ton of money. In my notes I have here that Fox made an extra $15.8 million in ad revenue. The World Series, the World Series averaged 15.8 viewers. They're up 74% from last season and the most since 2017. And Fox added, where is this? I got to find the numbers in my notes. Just an ad revenue. Everybody ate. Everybody made money. The Yankees added a lot more money to their bankroll. If they wanted to go out and be the highest bidder and match every offer for Juan Soto, they could. They could. He's not going to get an Ohtani deal.
No, definitely.
But I don't think they will, and I also don't think that they should, because one man who is a dog, who is a generational talent, a great hitter, an average defender in right field, does not fix all of the issues we just saw in the World Series.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, he, like you said, he's like a bad defensive player, and also he's a bad base runner, too. I was a little bit worried him during the season when the couple plays, you know, on the base.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it a few times. He's
going to get seriously injured, to be honest with you.
More so, I'm like, you bat in front of Judge. Stop running into outs. What are you doing? Yeah. Judge is coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. And about Aaron Judge, you know, I think the next postseason, I think he'll do much better. But don't you think he should lose about, like, 20 pounds maybe? Maybe that's also another reason, you know.
Judge?
Maybe that will also help him, too. Yeah, Judge. He's 282 pounds. I think that's a little too much, you know, for an everyday player.
6'7", damn
near 6'8". Yeah, I know,
Have you ever seen Judge in real life? Have you ever seen, like, Judge is not fat at all. Judge is a monster. I don't know how much weight he would... I don't know where the 20 pounds would go or come from. I don't know about that, Dan. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Judge is all of 6'7", 280. And it's not fat. Did you not see him run and catch that ball off the fence from Freddie Freeman? Like, I don't know. Like, he trains, he works out, he eats right. I haven't heard that one. I haven't heard anyone say that Judge needs to lose weight. I felt like Rizzo could have lost a couple pounds, maybe gained a couple pounds while he was out. I'm trying to find... Okay, here it is. Despite this year's World Series only going 5 games, MLB's two largest markets delivered huge ratings and hundreds of millions of dollars in ad revenue for Fox. Hundreds of millions of dollars were made in just 5 games of a World Series, with it being LA versus New York. The Yankees will never tell you how much money they made. They don't have to. But just know, if they want to match Steve Cohen, if they want to match the Dodgers, if they want to match the Orioles, the Phillies, whoever it may be, they could. If they really want to keep Juan Soto, all things equal, if they tell Scott Boras we will match every offer, he'll be back. But if they have a line... like they have had so many times, if they have a budget, if they have a plan where they say we can't go further than this, then it's not going to happen. And you know what? I was joking about saying all year, every time Juan Soto let a ball fly over his head or misplayed a ball in right field, I said, sorry, Pop, I can only do about 45 mil a year. No, can't go any higher. The defense is not there. We're paying for a two-way player, right? We're not paying for a DH. 808-888-808-1019. Sean is in Norwood, next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about Soto, but I just want to touch on Judge for a second. I can't defend him. I'm a big fan of his, but I do think he found his stroke. He was pulling off the ball most of the playoffs. I think he was locked in. You could see each game his swing was getting better and better. He was starting to go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made game 5 so painful, because I think he was on a path to tear it up the rest of the series.
Joe Davis said, they've awakened a sleeping giant. And I'm telling
exactly.
you, I was in Yankee Stadium for it. Judge gets a reaction out of people that is different than everybody else. It was euphoria. It was like we had won the World Series because Judge came through his first at bat and hit that homer. I'll never forget it. And then back to back with Jazz, it's like, yo, we're doing it. This is real. This is happening.
Exactly. And that catch he made on Freeman's ball, I mean, he was having an all-world game, and all of a sudden...
an MVP.
Explaining that drop fly ball. No explaining it. With that said, if Cole covers first, they get out of the inning.
Yeah, but Mookie Betts is pretty fast. It might have been a play
under
review, and they might have reviewed it and been like, safe. Mookie Betts, safe. To me, it's Rizzo. I had a direct line view at it. Rizzo, because of the spin on the ball, took his time to make sure that ball was in his glove. But it wasn't like a hard hit ball. Man, charge the ball and go forward. Go step on the bag.
I had this argument with my son. He said the same thing. He should have charged the ball. And I said there was a lot of English on it. They didn't want another. He didn't want another.
Yeah, they were scared. They were melting in the moment, and the moment got them. Thanks for the call, Sean. 888-808-1019. 1-9. I got a special guest looming. After the next break, we're going to bring in a former Yankee that is hearing this conversation and is texting me right now that wants to join it. But let's keep going to you. George is in Wayne, New Jersey. George, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you, pal?
I'm all right.
So, it's funny. You were talking about the Staten Island Little League coach with Aaron Judge and everything like that. Let me tell you, that guy is a straight-up – Aaron Judge is a straight-up guy with kids. We went down to spring training. You know, patience is a virtue. My boy went down, asked him for his autograph. He said, no problem. Gave him a ball. It was incredible.
Yes, so I've seen that. I've seen that in spring training as well.
Yeah, man, it was good. It was good. But I am where I don't know what to do with these kids because, you know, as you were saying, like, these aren't the Yankees of our time, you know? These aren't the Yankees of our time. And it's like,
we've already put it on them. We've already, like I said, I'm praying over my son tonight. And I guess we read Baseball Baby and Goodnight Yankees, so it's in his head. But like he's literally, I'm praying over him. He said, Baseball, Yankees. And I'm like, no, Jack, no, it's over, son.
It's like I tell my once I have four kids, but two of my boys, James and Dean, I always, you know, tell them about like the old times and everything like that. They ask me, oh, why do they shave their face and why are they, you know, why do they always have haircuts and everybody else looks like, you know, have long hair, Dad. I'm like, you know why? Because it's a professional, you know, that's
how
they
are. You tell them about the boss. You tell them about George Steinbrenner. You tell them about the history.
I tell them. And then it's like, you know, and then they see this and it's like, you know, like I see my 10U team. You know, go out there. We had the playoffs. The kid missed a bad hop. We lose the game. Dude, these kids were crying for days, everything like that. Kids, you know, like, and they get it. And we went, and now we're practicing again because we're going for a tournament. And like, they're on it. And it's like, yo, you have 10-year-olds, you know, showing up these older guys. I'm like, you know, it's incredible, you know, and it's just like, it's sad. The game itself, it went, you know,
pressure,
all these showboaters, everything like that.
Pressure burst pipes. Thanks for the call, George. Pressure makes diamonds that you can put in your World Series ring. Pressure also will burst your pipes where you got an emergency. 888-808-1019. Hakeem is out in Queens, next up on the Fan in New York.
All right. Number one, Keith, I don't know your age, but I think you're a good speaker to connect the old with the new. I've been a Yankee fan since 77. You got a good contact. You got a good recall on my Yankees. I like your way you do your thing.
Yeah, the first season I remember was 98.
Oh, no, I go back to 77, bro. But you got a good command. I want to say something about the Yankees that I watched. I mean, I watched Thurman Munson, Reggie Jackson.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Willie Randolph.
Yes, sir.
You know,
stay tuned. Don't turn your radio off. We got something coming up after the next break.
Lou Piniella, Mickey Rivers. So I go with the old school, but this is two things that I want to say. Aaron Boone, and I'm not a hater, but Aaron Boone is not managing our team. When you say guys, they say just run on the Yankees because they're going to throw themselves out. Saying they're not fundamentally sound means they're not training. They're not practicing. I played ball. I worked with the NBA. I watched training and habits. And Aaron Boone for a guy like Jazz to come, he's talented. He's energized. He should not be able to come and do what the heck he wants to do. He needs to come and be taught. He needs to train.
Fall
he needs to
in
practice.
Line. Yes.
You know, yes. Yo, so Aaron is not, he has a pedigree because his dad is grandfather, so he's just so used. He's just hanging. So I'm not mad he got his money and everything, but he's not the man to move this machine.
No, Hakeem, he was hired for two main reasons. Where did Aaron Boone manage prior to the Yankees? What team did he manage? He did it.
I don't.
He had no manager experience.
No,
so he wasn't hired.
He wasn't Boone with it.
He wasn't hired for his managing, right? Like that.
No. I said because of his grandfather.
Sure,
and
the name and the pedigree. But he was hired because he was already in the media, so he knew the other side of the media, right? the asking questions, the television, that he was a former player and had the historic, you know, Yankee homer in 2003. And the other part of it is that he was brought in because Girardi was too tough on guys like a young Gary Sanchez, right? He was brought in to be the former Yankee that was cool and young enough to connect with these young baby bombers.
Me too,
because I need a boss. I need somebody to be a disciplinarian authority figure so that they are afraid to make mistakes.
I agree.
That's how it's supposed to be. This is business. This is big business. Hakeem, thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. Like, Aaron Boone can be the nicest guy in the world. Nice guys finish last. I know they made it to the World Series. Dasani's in Trenton. Dasani, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
You know, talking about the Yankees, I can't avoid it.
I was the kid that came up to you at Billy's during game one in, like, the second inning when you were upstairs, like, against the wall. And I was like, oh, I'm a huge fan. You were like, nah, you're just messing with me. I was like, no, I swear, I'm a huge fan. Came to AM, you were like, nah, man, you're just messing with me.
I was just messing with you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, a huge fan. I'm only 24, so I'm on the younger side. I mean, I remember watching, you know, 07, 08. Obviously the championship in 09, but, you know, I live and die with this team. I watch, you know, probably over 150 games if I'm not watching and listening to the radio. So, you know, gut-wrenching to watch them go out, you know, in the World Series and haven't been there since I was in elementary school. But, I mean, as far as Soto's free agency goes, I think they have multiple reasons of why they need to come back, and the biggest reason is financials. That's something that's quantifiable that you can measure. It's not like they didn't have him on the team and, you know, you're not sure what he'll bring revenue-wise. They actually have, you know, metrics that show them how much he's worth the team financially, from merchandise, ticket sales, TV revenue, you know, stuff like that. I think Aaron Judge has a huge say when it comes to roster construction. Rizzo's here. This is one of his best friends. You know, he brought Verdugo here. Hell, he even had say when it came to the jersey changes for the, you know, the road uniforms this year. So I think, you know, Aaron Judge being in, you know, Cash and Hal's ear will have a big say in him coming back. And this is a team with a lot of uncertainty now, you know, Glaber being the leadoff hitter. He's a free agent. Who knows, you know, if he'll come back, where he'll go. You know, Wells had a good second half, rough playoff. Volpe was up and down this year. Jazz struggles in the playoffs, like you said.
Probably those three will all be back. Those guys are all under 26 years old. They'll all be back.
Yep. So then, you know, it's a lot of uncertainty as far as, you know, consistency goes. You know, how consistent will Volpe be next year? How consistent will Wells be next year? How good will Dominguez be next year? So I think they need a consistent bat, or, you know, just a sure fire thing in the lineup, you know, to go with Judge, because Stanton is never playing, you know, 162. You know, if he gives you 100, you know, you're clapping your hands like, thank God, you know, he gave us this much.
And they're going to rest him anyway, because that's what they did this year. They DH Judge, right? Like, you know, at least once a week, Judge was DH'ing.
And I think even if you bring back Soto, I think you'll see it a lot sooner rather than later. Judge and Soto swapping off DH'ing in right field. Mm-hmm. Once they bring in, you know, possibly a different left fielder, and they have Dominguez playing center, just to kind of keep Soto out of the outfield, because Judge is the better defender and he is a right fielder. I'm surprised he made it to the whole season center. That, me and my friends were like, there's no way this is going to happen, and it happened, so I was wrong about that.
Coming off the toe injury, I don't think any of us expected him to play the whole year in center. That was a preseason concern. How is Judge going to do it? Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 888-808-1019. I'm still going to be devil's advocate and tell you, like, Scott Boras called Juan Soto a centurion because of how much money he's going to be able to make whoever signs him. He was doing a great job selling him before he even had to, and you don't have to sell somebody that's like Juan Soto. But I'm always going to point out the flaws in his defense that were shown in this World Series. I'm always going to point out the fact that the Yankees have more holes to fill that he can't fill. He's one man. And also, they're the Yankees. Somebody inside the Yankees told me to stop saying they print money, so I won't use that phrase. But they make a lot of money. And it isn't about Juan Soto or not. They'll make money with or without Juan Soto. So I don't think they're looking at it as a return on investment. Maybe the Dodgers were, right? I think the Dodgers were looking at Ohtani, which Ohtani makes global money. Like the $700 million, the deferred money. before we start deferring his money, we're going to make way more off of him. They're making a ton of money with him winning the World Series in his first year. MLB cannot stop posting him and his stupid dog, Decoy. Why you name your dog Decoy? You hiding something? Ipe? Anyway, with Juan Soto, it just can't be a pissing contest. It can't be a you-know-what measuring contest between the Yankees and the Mets and back and forth. It can't be a bidding war. I got 650, looking for 655. Do we got 660? Oh, yeah, 65. Do we have 600? Sold, 700. Like, it can't be that. He's the top free agent in the class. He has to go first. And historically, we've seen when those guys don't go first, free agency drags out and it gets messy for everybody. And Scott Boras is the Bond villain of baseball. They know they got to get him done first. And they're going to have these conversations. And in about a month, we're gonna know who the top suitors are, whatever. The Yankees can sign him. Mark my words. The Yankees can bring him back if they are willing to match every offer and not say uncle. But Uncle Stevie might be like, you don't have money like this. I will not be deterred. This is my one opportunity to actually do what I said about like slaying negative Mets fans' concerns. Steve Cohen literally can say, no, money is not a thing here. I'm going to win any money competitions. And if this is a competition for the highest bidder, don't try to bid with me. I don't know the relationship he has with Hal Steinbrenner. I know I got to meet Steve Cohen at the Subway Series 2 years ago in Legends. And we talked for a little bit. Basically, I told him, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. I don't know how long it's going to take, but everyone notices. We see the change immediately. But if you remember, Steve Cohen didn't go after Aaron Judge because of the agreement with Hal Steinbrenner. If you also remember, as Steve Cohen was trying to get the Mets, Hal Steinbrenner, Randy Levine, Lon Trost, and the New York Yankees, they made sure that happened. They made sure that went through. They helped him get the Mets, and he didn't forget it. Now, obviously, there was a little bit of a bidding war with Yamamoto, but this is different. This is different. So maybe they'll have a phone call and they'll talk about it. Maybe they won't talk about it at all. But it cannot be a pissing contest between Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen. It cannot be a bidding war like they're at a live auction for this guy. It's got to be ready to be done by the winter meetings. And whoever the highest bidder is, I think is going to win. 888-808-1019. We're still cooking. I've got 90 minutes left, and I have someone joining me that I can't wait to hear what he's got to say on the Fan. So let's go get him. Let's go talk to him. Let's take your calls. If you're on hold, stay on hold. I will get you. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. We'll be right back after this. Right back at it on the Fan in New York. Early Saturday, November 2nd. 1, 2, 3, 4. Make a wish. That was just the time on my watch, but it's delayed a little bit when you're on the radio and the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Joining us right now, special guest, 1978 World Series champion with your New York Yankees, Goose Gossage on the Fan. What's up, Goose?
Hey, Keith. How you doing? Great to be on.
Good, brother. I know the last time we were together was late September at the Thurman Munson Gala. You by far stole the show. A lot of us were on the mic. Me, Bucky, Greg Nettles, and Roy White. But, you got a different flow about you, a different way about you, and I thought you crushed it that night.
Well, Thurman was such a great guy, and there's hardly a day goes by that I don't think of him laughing or something, that he did. He was quite a character and quite a leader. When we lost him, that was one of the most devastating, things that I ever, it's really the most devastating thing I ever went through as a player. And, it was just a rough time, and we lost a great one. I tell people, this guy doesn't have to take a back seat to anybody that's in the Hall of Fame.
Right, right. And that
Johnny
was a,
Bench, you that know, was a I message. Saw Johnny, I saw Fisk, I played against both of those guys. That was a great night.
His name was already mentioned twice tonight on the Fan. I talked about how Hal Steinbrenner said that that was his favorite player growing up, and he was the Yankee captain, and that's what he told Judge about making Judge the captain. And we also had Hakeem from Queens call and say that he grew up watching you guys, and he mentioned Thurman Munson. And, you know, a lot of the conversation we're having tonight is those Yankees, those champion Yankees teams, right? The culture, the vibe, what we're watching is so different now. Where, like, we don't know what to tell our kids. We don't know how to explain the change. We don't know how to even put it into words, the embarrassment, the collapse that we just saw, and how it doesn't remind us of the Yankee baseball we grew up on.
Absolutely not. That is perfect. You hit the nail on the head. I don't even recognize it. I call it Brian Cashman baseball. Randy Levine, George Steinbrenner is rolling over in his grave. That man understood what the Yankees stood for. All of those championships, the greatness, the standards that the Yankees set in everything. You know, that's what George recognized. And the beautiful thing when George bought the team, I believe, in 73, he kept the Yankees, and it took him a long time to turn that over, 73 to 76, and then there's 77, 76, 77. That's when he started to, you know, build those great teams. And, you know, I always said if you weren't as demanding of yourself as George was going to be, as Mr. Steinbrenner was going to be, it wasn't going to work out, right, Keith. You know, that's the standard that man set. And I'll tell you what, this last World Series, it's a disgrace. The way they played, the way they went about losing, bad pitching, pitching from behind. I've never seen anything. I've never seen so many leadoff walks. Both teams, leadoff walks. Oh, my God. Do you? I don't know. You have to ask one of the nerds what, you know.
Where's the analytics behind the guys coming out of the bullpen and walking guys?
Yeah, a nerd, right. They'd know exactly how many, you know, how often that
that happens. That walk score, the math isn't math.
That leadoff walk scores like 90% of the time. So, and that was back in our day. You know, the get them on, get them over, get them in is gone, you guys. The beautiful part of the game. They, all these changes, everybody asks me, do they need a clock? Hell yeah, these guys need a damn clock. It takes them all day to play, to get in the box and hit. They got to adjust everything when they step out of the box. They take a pitch.
No urgency.
Adjust everything they got on. Pitchers, the faster you pitch, the faster you work, the more strikes you throw and the faster you work, the better they play behind you.
Yep.
You got those guys on your toes. This ain't rocket science, and it's gone. Cashman wouldn't know what a jock is or how to put it on. He wouldn't know fundamentals. You know what? That's what's gone in the game.
That fifth inning basic, goose. That's what everybody's talking about.
Basic fundamentals. The crap we learned when we were 8 years old, that's gone. And you know what? I saw it firsthand. I was a coach for 20 years with the Yankees. They don't want us around. Do you know if you're a coach in the big leagues today, you are a babysitter. That's all you are. You bring out the balls and you throw BP, coach first,
hang out,
go to third, coach there. Who's that? Who's the pitching coach?
Matt Blake.
Who is he? Where's he? What's his credential?
He came from Cleveland. I don't know if he ever played.
I'm just saying. What's his credentials? Did he ever pitch in a World Series? Hey, I got taught by guys that have been there, done that. And Mr. Steinbrenner is rolling over in his grave. Randy Levine should be ashamed.
Yeah,
The whole Yankee front office should be ashamed. They didn't even have representation thrown out the first pitch like a Bucky Dent or Greg Nettles.
Yeah, guys who beat the Dodgers. I thought we were going to lean back into...
Yes, the last time they played the Dodgers. Yeah. No representation there. Yeah. What's going on? These guys don't want our knowledge. They wouldn't know knowledge if it hit them in the nose. Cashman. I'm talking about... It's stupid. Stupid Cashman baseball. I don't know what the hell's going on up there. I'll tell you what the Yankees are. They are a rudderless ship.
It's unfortunate. Goose, man.
It is very unfortunate.
If you have one message
I can't stand it. I what they've done to the Pinstripes and...
No, it's embarrassing all of us. It's hurt everybody. None of us can sleep.
It's a disgrace.
If you had one message for the fans, for the organization about how do we get back, how do we change this, where do we go from here? What do you suggest?
Man, I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, I've seen so many changes. My head is spinning. This is you know what? There's still three outs, I guess. And
no, you gave them six outs in the fifth inning of game five.
Oh, my God. Basic fundamental stuff. You know.
Cover the bag. Run. Go cover the bag.
And this is our best team? Oh, my God. Yeah,
this is the team that ended the 15-year drought of going to the World Series, and then they got there.
Right.
And they peed down their legs.
Right. Right. There's no leadership. Yeah. No leadership.
From the top down, everybody's got to be held accountable.
What the hell is wrong with leaving Cole in the first goddamn game?
Yeah, that one hurt me. I'm just like, this guy's awful. He's on extra rest.
Awful.
It's the World Series. There's no more games after this. What's the rush to get to the bullpen? Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we can use that right word. Before, I had to dump that.
Right before our eyes. Whatever. You could. Did you believe it?
Goose, you're the man. I got to let you go. I'll text you. Right, I appreciate you joining us.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry. Can I jack? Like, yo, wait. Goose is 101.
Love that.
If you give him a little bit too much of a leash, you're going to get to the point where you got to cut the call. But, like, that's real.
Calling like it is, calling a spade a spade.
That's somebody that won a championship for the New York Yankees, coach for the New York Yankees. When I spoke to him earlier today, he couldn't sleep. When I spoke to him earlier today, he went to a concert tonight. I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to join us tonight. I'm glad he did. Because you're hearing it from somebody that has a championship ring that has been in the organization. And I guess he's been pushed out for things that he's had to say, the way that he feels. But he feels the way a lot of us feel. He's a Yankee. I've been around these guys, right? It's before my time. But I'm around them. I see Bucky Dent and his wife Angie all the time. I see Roy White all the time. These guys are just shaking their head at what has gone on over the last 15 years. And then we get the joy of, yes, a World Series back in New York. Not like this, though. You can't embarrass the Yankee universe like this. Somebody's got to be held accountable. But no one will be. No one will be. My boy Jake, he just put on Twitter, Jake is the guy you always see with the Bronx Zoo. He's got the camera, the microphone, interviewing the fans. He's in Billy's. He's outside the stadium with the fans. And he says, the Yankees' mindset this offseason is simple. What would George Steinbrenner do? What would George Steinbrenner do after that World Series? And I said, that's not their mindset because people would have already been fired. People would have already been gone. People would have probably been gone once they went down three games in the fashion that they lost the first three games. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phones in this last hour that I have. I'm sure you guys have something that you want to say. Jose in Newburgh, you got it first.
Wow. Wow, I got to follow that up. That's bro, that came out of nowhere. I didn't know
if that was going to happen tonight.
Yo, I'm not mad. That was like, wow, thank you, sir. Mr. Catfish, thank you.
Goose Gossage. Goose Gossage.
Excuse me. I blew my mind. I'm all over the place. Goose. Excuse me, Goose. I got the wrong duck. Sir, thank you. That was...
It was just Brian real. That's too real.
Baseball.
It's too real.
That he's a catcher in baseball, what he said, and he knows better than all of us.
Yes, because he played for the organization, won with the organization, coach with the organization. Now you know, he's outside of the organization trying to get through to the organization like, this is not working. This is not the way.
Yo, he told us how he learned from the champs.
The people that won. So, I don't know. He just told you, if you're a coach, they want you to be a babysitter. They want you to rub these guys' backs and give them some milk and cookies and tell them it's going to be okay.
Go get the ball for them. This is what we think from the outside. And he's saying, yeah, that's what it is.
It won't change until they change. We will have to wear it as fans. Thanks for the call, Jose. That's what I was saying the other night. Like, what they don't understand is we will suffer as fans. I can't wear my Yankees jacket. I can't wear my Yankees cap. I can't walk around. I can't exist. I'm coming out of Target today. Shout out to Pedro. And I accidentally went out of the house. I had to go to Target get some whole milk for my son. I accidentally went out of my house with my Yankee shorts that I sleep in. I'm on the phone. Keith McPherson? I'm like, oh, he heard my voice. It's like, I'm like, you heard my voice? He's like, yeah, and I saw the Yankee logo on your shorts. I'm like, I can't even hide. There's nowhere for me to go, Brian Cashman. There's nowhere for me to go, Hal Steinbrenner. We go to the World Series and you go out like that. Jay's in New Milford, New Jersey. Jay, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, long-time listener, bro.
Thanks for calling.
What you horrendous. Got? Did you really think that they were good? Listen, I'm a huge Yankee fan. Did you think they were really going to win the series with no pitching? No. Rodon as our second starter?
I didn't think they were going to win.
Then
once they decided to take Cole out, and then you saw the other moves that went, like, once Freddie Freeman raised his bat in the air, I walked out of the bar, and I'm like, they blew it. They had the chance to take the momentum, to take the first game. The series doesn't start until the home team loses. They had two leads. They were out of way, and they blew it. That's where I didn't believe, because that bled into game two. And then once you lose that first game in Yankee Stadium, watching all those pitches in the zone, I'm like, no. So when some fans got mad at me, Jay, because I came on and I ripped them that night after being in the stadium and being squeezed on the D train I don't like to say sardine.
Like a sardine.
I've never seen a sardine can. But I ripped them and
a couple people were
like, you quit on the team. I'm like, I didn't quit on the team. Dum Dum's history is not on our side. And then they get the bullpen game and people are saying, you gotta believe it ain't over till it's over. We're coming back.
Oh,
we can do
God.
This. No, we can't.
We can't even win that. We can't even win a bullpen game.
We won the bullpen game, but then the momentum that they had in game five, they blew a 5-0 lead in the World Series in one inning with unearned runs. Are you out of your brain?
Crazy. Right, and you think that you're going to stabilize that? You can't stabilize that. You know what one thing is that this Yankee team doesn't have? I grew up watching the 90s, and it killed me to see that Mattingly couldn't win a championship with them. Killed me. And the one thing that every team was, what do you think every team was afraid of? They were afraid that the Yankees were coming to their town and they were going to whip them in their own building. Every team was scared of those Yankees.
You know why? Because those
I'm not
Yankees,
scared of these Yankees.
Those Yankees didn't make mistakes. Those Yankees didn't fold in the moment. They thrived in the moment. They were ready for the moment. They were getting the big hits. They were making the big plays. They were getting the big outs. There was nothing you could do about it. Now the Dodgers are laughing at them, saying we were waiting for them to play Yankee defense. Oh, they had the Fat Joe curse. They weren't beating us. We knew all we had to do was make them self-harm themselves, self-inflicted wounds, put a little pressure on the base paths, and they were going to make mistakes. That's crazy. That is crazy. Thanks for the call, Jay. Like, that's the reality I live in as a grown man that fell in love with this team as a kid and literally worked my ass off so that in my profession I could get closer to the team. I want to talk to the team. Maybe in spring training, hopefully we can set that up. Like, yo, let me holler at y'all for a minute. Like, do you know what this means to all of us? Like, do you know how this affects all of us? We're not rich. We're not millionaires. We can't get in our tinted windows car and drive around. We can't go up to the hills. We don't have gated fences. We can't run away. We can't get on a plane and go to Greece and get away from this. Even in our dreams, we can't get away from this. When I talked to Goose earlier, Goose said he was sleeping and George woke him up. Steve is out in Staten Island, out on Staten Island on the Fan.
Keith, good job, good show. But I can't believe, I'm an old guy in my 70s. I can't believe what I'm listening with you Yankee fans. I'm a diehard Dodger fan, and I can't believe I'm going to be defending Yankee history.
Okay.
Please bear with me real quick.
Yeah.
1926, Babe Ruth tried to steal home. That's how the series ended. The Yankees lose. 27, they go on to be one of the all-time great teams. 1960, you had a five-run lead in Game 7 in the eighth inning, and they gave up five runs in one inning, and they lost in the ninth inning to the Pirates. 1964, the great Mickey Mantle made an error in the ninth inning that made the Cardinals tie the game, and eventually hit home to win that game. I could go on and on. I mean, in 1976, you got cleaned out by the Cincinnati Reds four in a row. You got embarrassed by the Reds. You came back and won 77-78. I could go on and on.
So this is the start of an origin story of the World Series champions in 2025. The 2025 Yankees win the title.
This team is weak, and Gossage was right, because the team is fundamentally weak. Do you know that Judge made that misplay? He took his eye off the ball, but seven things happened after that.
Mm-hmm.
An error, a misplay, two walks and two hits, and the last out, if Cole covers first base, there are no runs in that inning. And then you take the lead in the eighth inning, you still lost the game.
Yeah, because you put Tommy Canley in, and he's walking everybody, and with bases are loaded, and the Dodgers are laughing.
Laughing.
They were laughing. We just heard from Joe Kelly, who didn't play. We heard from Kike Hernandez. We heard from them. They literally said they were waiting on the Yankees to self-harm themselves. They knew. And like what the Yankees weren't playing like, the Yankees weren't playing like a team facing elimination. The Dodgers saw a little crack and started to play more like a team that knew they could leave with the trophy and pop bottles in the visiting clubhouse that night. They started to smell blood in the water. They're like, wait, you're letting us back in? You did not lock the back door. Here we come.
I agree with that, but you just got to shore up the defense. You got to learn more fundamentals. And Goose Gossage is right. I never seen anything like every inning. How many times the Yankees had 0-2 count on a Dodger batter and wound up walking about it?
Yeah.
I mean, these pitchers can't throw strikes today. And I include the Dodgers too. You know, I have a lot of criticism.
He said on both sides, right? Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's the pitch calm.
You'll see what happens. Don't blame your best play. Why don't you just trade him to? Let's see if any of the 29 teams want to take Judge in a trade, because you guys are mad at him right now. I mean, come on, you guys. It's getting ridiculous. You're trying to blame Judge because he misplayed the ball.
There's a thin line between love and hate, Steve. Thanks for the call. We love our players. We hate our players. We don't hate our players. We hate on our players when they don't play the way we expect them to. Like, there's a thin line between love and hate. It comes from a place of love. It comes from a place of, I told people you were the greatest baseball player I've ever seen. I've seen you hit baseballs 500 feet. I've seen you chase down fly balls in center field, rob home runs. I've seen you just be ridiculously clutch, hit grand slams. I saw you hit 62 home runs. I went to a lot of those games. I've never seen a player hit more home runs than Aaron Judge. I go to 40 games a year since he made his debut. I was at his first game. I saw his first home run. So, you know, it comes from a place of, man, this guy is our modern-day Barry Bonds. This guy is the player that I'm going to tell my children about, my grandchildren about, that I saw play. Yeah, you know, I was in there for that. I don't want to tell them that he struck out 20 times in the 2024 postseason. I don't want to tell them that he shrunk when it mattered the most. I don't want to tell them that the Yankees had the chance to literally make history, force a game six. They were up 5-0, and I'm sitting in left field with clear view of him dropping a line drive pop-up that was right at him. He didn't have to, he was running towards it. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but it led to a mess that led to them losing that game and eventually ending the season in the worst fashion we could imagine. They lifted us all the way up. It's a Fat Joe reference. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up until we commit errors, until we throw the ball around, until we don't cover bases, and we come crashing down. And that's it. Close the ballpark. Stadium over. They're playing Frank Sinatra while the Dodgers are running around on the yard up there in the Bronx. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I've got about an hour left. We're going to take a break here. And I got people texting me. The goose was loose. The goose was on the loose. But like, that's a different level than, you know, fans. Like Steve just saying, I can't believe you Yankee fans. Believe it. What do you expect from Yankee fans that make it to the World Series and get embarrassed like that? What do you expect from us? We're over losing because the Dodgers, they were the better team. They spent $1.4 billion. You know, they did what they had to do. They bought the championship. They had Ohtani. They had Freddie Freeman. They had reinforcements on reinforcements. But what we'll never get over is how the Yankees lost it like that. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.